Let's hit the road!
For this next story, we're going to hit the streets, where the rubber meets the road. Get back on track. Try to drive 55. Well, you get the picture. We're talking about cars, and specifically, tires. We find tires in just about every mode of transportation, from jet planes to automobiles to scooters. Most tires today are a blend of natural and synthetic rubber, along with metal and other components. A good portion of these components are imported from other countries. But ARS researchers have moved on the fast track to develop tires made from a domestic plant that actually grows in a climate more associated with camels than cars.
The Waiuli plant is a desert shrub. It looks like the burning bush in the Moses movie. So it's a woody shrub. It's really remarkable. In the context of wonder plants, Waiuli survives, I mean, even thrives in very, very high temperatures with very, very little water. It's desert adapted. It's one of the amazing things about it, and one of the reasons why in an era we have now of increasing drought that it's particularly of interest as an alternative crop in areas where less and less irrigation water is available.
That's Dr. Colleen McMahon, research chemist with ARS's Western Regional Research Center Bioproducts Research Unit in Albany, California. She's talking about the Waiuli plant, which doesn't sound at all like it's written, by the way. Waiuli? Anyway, a little background. Waiuli is mainly found in the southwestern United States. It's native to Mexico and was used for a variety of applications by the Mesoamericans and the Mayans. As Dr. McMahon mentioned, Waiuli has amazing drought adaptability, which we'll dive into later on in the podcast. But right now, we're talking tires. You may be surprised to learn that the Waiuli plant was actually used for tires on some of the first automobile models over 100 years ago.
It was first used in industrial products at the turn of the 20th century when the Intercontinental Rubber Company actually used it for tires in some very early Ford model cars. So it was used at that time. And then again during World War II when imported rubber was embargoed and the United States had a crisis, the United States government, specifically the United States Department of Agriculture, invested a lot of effort in identifying and finding plants that make rubber, in developing Waiuli as a source of natural rubber, and it was used at that time. During the Arab oil embargo, it again moved forward into commercialization and in small-scale commercialization. But once the petroleum-based rubber was available cheaply and imports of natural rubber tree rubber were available cheaply, then the effort was discontinued yet again.
As interest in plant-based tires waned, researchers looked at other uses for the rubber plant, including as a safe, natural alternative to latex products in the medical field. However, Dr. McMahon still saw a lot of value in the Waiuli plant as a new commodity crop for the United States, so she re-engaged with the tire industry. The Department of Energy was also interested in Waiuli-based tires because at the time, rubber and petroleum prices were once again moving upward. In the early 2000s, ARS partnered with U.S.-based Cooper Tire.
Cooper was very concerned about their natural rubber supplies and about their ability to be able to procure natural rubber from areas, equatorial areas, tropical areas where they were forced to get it from. They really wanted to see a domestic source. In the BRDI project, we developed the first ever Waiuli genome. We developed the first ever sustainability model for Waiuli, made some important studies in terms of the biochemistry, important studies in agronomy.
Cooper Tire applied ARS's research in developing a 100% Waiuli tire, finally proving that with modern tire design, rubber from this plant could meet the technical requirements of a passenger tire. ARS then partnered with Bridgestone America, who invested in research farms and pilot plants to improve and increase the natural rubber content of the Waiuli plant. And today, ARS researchers partner with many tire companies to turn this wonder plant into a reliable, sustainable, and technologically superior tire. Besides the domestic incentives to using Waiuli, there are a number of environmental benefits that the plant-based tire has over its synthetic competitors. According to ARS researcher Mariana Resendez, tire test results showed Waiuli tire production created a lower environmental impact and produce lower gas emissions. And the tire itself demonstrated improved fuel economy. And by supplying the American tire industry with a domestic product, there's less of an environmental strain compared to the transport of imported products.
Also, if you think about like the life of the plant or where it traveled to, right? There's a lot of emissions spent on just shipping rubber to the United States. If we have this domestic rubber source, it's here. We don't have to move it anywhere.
I think the idea is to increase the bio-based content of tires and other goods and other products. And there is often an accompanying positive environmental impact from that. We're not looking at replacing all of the imported rubber or all of the petroleum-based rubber. That's not likely to happen anytime soon. But what we're really interested in is supply security. You know, one of the things we all learned during 2020 was that supplies of critical raw materials can be threatened. And today we're still suffering from supply chain issues and shortages of things like personal protective equipment, gloves, raw materials for tires and those sort of things. So even if we could supply 10% of our own needs domestically, it would have a big impact in terms of security of that supply.
Waste is another issue when it comes to crop commercialization. And with Waiuli, there's hardly any waste because the entire plant is grinded down and then the rubber's extracted. The rest of the finely ground plant could be used as biofuel, an adhesive, even guarding your house against termites and cockroaches.
There's dozens of possible applications for the resins. I can't overstress how remarkable Waiuli is.
As Dr. McMahon mentioned earlier, the plant is also being studied for its amazing climate adaptability. The Waiuli plant grows in the desert, under extreme drought conditions. And with climate change becoming an ever-increasing reality for our farmers, new insights into dry cropping, deficit irrigation, and other water-limited farming techniques can help ensure a sustainable food supply for our future.
These deficit irrigation experiments are really important and are teaching us a lot about the plant. Our colleague came to work from the southeastern U.S. where they have lots of water, and he came to work at Maricopa, and he said, you know, I couldn't understand the fuss over this Waiuli and, you know, why it really mattered. He goes, then I was out there on a 110-degree day and I saw this thing growing. It was like, you got to be kidding. Yeah, we need to figure this out. We really do. We need to understand why this crop can survive and produce an important commodity.